You might say to someone, you might say, boy, it's been drier than...
Yeah, same thing.
Drier than...
Hades.
Okay, okay.
Popcorn.
Drier than popcorn? Really?
Oh, well, yeah.
That's great. I haven't heard that.
That's no, really that's really, should I say it? Drier than a popcorn fart.
Oh, okay. That's that I've heard. Okay. Oh. So now I'm on track, see? See, that's what... But see, that's good to know, because it's nice to know those kind of expressions, you know, or...
Well, they've come.
That's right. Absolutely. What kind of cultivated grasses might someone find in this area?
I don't know.
Okay.
Cultivated grasses?
Yeah.
You mean like for hay crops?
Or hay crops, or either even out in your yard, you know.
Well, bluegrass, they plant strains of bluegrass.
Bluegrass, Kentucky blue, and... Yeah. Red top hay, and
then they have Timothy and red top and all in your meadows for fodder and alfalfa. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. If something comes up, a crop that comes up that hasn't been cultivated, just comes up by itself, people would say that crop came up
voluntary.
Okay. Okay. What are some of the local trees in this area, the trees that you would find in this area?
Just cottonwood, mostly. Aspen, some aspen.
Okay. Is there another name for aspen that people use? They ever call them a...
quivering?
Do you ever call them quivering or quaking aspens?
Quaking aspen, yeah.
Yeah.
Ever call them Quakers?
Quaking.
Quaking,
yeah.
Okay. You mentioned cottonwood and aspen and pine.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Spruce,
cedar,
pinyon. That's where we get our pinyon nuts.
Okay. What is pinyon? What's a pinyon tree? I'm not familiar with that.
Well, it's the one. Let's see. They grow down low. They're not up high on the mountain. They're just out here, and that's what they are used for is pinyon nuts.
Okay.
You know, they pick them down in New Mexico and Arizona.
They grow wild. There's a lot of them going up this way, going up towards Cotton or Trout Creek Pass.
Yeah, if you came down from Denver, that's
there's a lot of pinyon in there.
Okay.
Pinyon and
I'll
cedar.
Look for them on my way back. Mm-hmm. Don't have any sycamores?
No.
Is that a tree you're familiar with?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get you to pronounce that?
Sycamore.
Okay. You mentioned... What do people around here would call a bunch of trees that were growing together, kind of, you know, maybe some aspens that were all growing together in one area?
Grove
of tree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what kind of, in around people's houses in this area, what kind of, what do people call the smaller bushes and plants that grow around a house?
Shrubbery.
Okay.
Shrubbery.
Or is there a short name for that?
Shrubs.
Okay. What kinds grow, or what kinds might you find in terms of shrubbery?
I don't know. Mostly we've got yellow roses.
Yeah, and what's these out in back of the house out here?
Spirea.
Spirea.
Spirea. That's a, that's one that we have home, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Are there any cactus in this area?
Oh, yeah, up in the mountains.
Do you know of different kinds, or is it just kind of...
I know yucca, and that's about all.
Okay, yucca.
They have a lot of these little...
Then you have the little round barrel cactus out here in the parks.
Okay.
And,
okay. Let me ask you what a park is. What's a park? That's a word I've heard a lot. I just wanted to ask you what it was.
Well, it's just some flat land out there that hasn't ever had anything grown on it.
Mm-hmm. Trees. No trees on it.
And, they just use it to pasture, kind of like BLM land or something like that.
But it's up in the mountains. You wouldn't find it on the plain.
This ground outside of Buena Vista is called the